This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was talking earlier about Mayor LaToya Cantrell's position that she took on the promotions list relative to the ranks of captain and major. Got a couple of texts, people saying that the reason that she delayed was there's an allegation that there was cheating, that somebody had the answer. So I checked with my sources, and no one's heard that allegation at all. No one has articulated that. If that is in fact the case, they ought to just tell us, right? Instead of just saying nothing, because that would be a legitimate reason to hold it up if that was in fact the case. But if they haven't said anything, and if that was the situation, it would be foolish not to say anything. But I suspect that that's not it, that somebody texting something in that don't really know what it's about. But for the time being, I'll stick to what I was saying about leadership. I mean, you know, you cannot let your personal feelings stand in the way of people's futures that work for you. You're just a part-timer, quite frankly, as an elected official. You're just managing this for a short period of time. You're a caretaker of the organization. And forward-leaning leaders always want to leave the organization better than they inherited it. That should be the goal of everyone that inherits an organization by being elected to a position where you have all of this authority. And you should remind yourself of that each and every day. You know, I always used to go back to the five L's of leadership, and one, the most important, was legacy. How do you want to be remembered? What is the legacy that you're going to leave as it relates to being the leader of that organization? And I always thought that that was very, very important, right? That legacy, and treating people fairly, doing the right thing day in and day out, articulating what your position may be. There may be disagreement. Used to love the challenge. Used to love to have smarter people around me. Was never intimidated by that, because I took every day to learn something, which is another one of the five L's of leadership, right? Showed up to work each and every day because human capital matters. That's another L called labor, legacy, learn, labor, love. Got to love what you do. If you don't love what you do, you're not in 100%, you're only a 70% player, you got to leave. Right? You got to leave. And it doesn't make any sense to stay around. I used to tell folks all the time, I can't manage 70% players. You either believe in the mission, and if you don't, you're doing yourself a disservice staying here. And oftentimes we look at these leaders and we recognize, I don't know that they really believe in what they're doing. Right? It doesn't seem to me that they're all in. So it's going to be interesting, you know, when you look at this, why if we end up finding out why we did this, why are we doing this? How is this playing out? Why was this important for her, the mayor, that is, to make this decision at this point in time? Because you're just so violating so many things about traditional management and just leadership in office. You lead by example. If you want people to engage and act that way, this is what you do. But if you don't, this is not what you do. And then we're faced with the downstream implications of what's going on in federal court. That's always a challenge. That's something outside of our control, right, in many respects. So it's going to be interesting to see how this ultimately plays out. I hope that she makes the decision to finally do the right thing here in a short period of time, because if you want something to really rock the world of this organization, these are the kind of things that you do, and you will succeed in rocking the world of the organization, for sure. You will change the attitude of individuals that were believers into non-believers really, really quick. And certainly hope that that's not what she's trying to do. But it's hard to argue, you know, what's happening here. You know, and the fifth L, so we've had legacy, learn, labor, love. The fifth L is probably, and you heard me talk about it earlier, laugh. You got to laugh at yourself. You can't take yourself too seriously. You're not the center of the universe. You have to understand you're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And those that take themselves too seriously, what they typically do is surround themselves with people that are not as smart as they are. They're not comfortable in their own skin. They don't understand that there's an opportunity to learn each and every day from others. And they waste those days, they waste those moments, and they make decisions like this. Because I'm certain that people around her would have advised the mayor, Madam Mayor, this is not the wisest decision to make right now. You are going to erode the confidence of the rank and file of the organization in the NOPD. And in fact, we know from history with litigation and this and that and everything that has gone on historically relative to the promotions list, how this has been handled in the past and the whole nine yards, that's exactly what it did. It rocked the organization. And in quite frankly, in many respects, the organization has never fully recovered. And then you have an instance like this, and it goes right back to the vestiges of the games that were being played as it related to promotions within that organization. What a shame. I mean, it was such a refreshing conversation that I had with Chief Kirkpatrick the other day. In fact, the constituency of the city of New Orleans are 100% behind her. There is rare an occasion that I get a negative comment, a negative text about Chief Kirkpatrick, ever. People want to believe in her, and they do. And you know what? It's permeated the organization because it's credible leadership. And the organization is better for it. Now, there was a lot of back and forth, this and that. The mayor ultimately made the decision, and I've given her credit for it. But all of the gains that have been had as a result of that decision can go by the wayside immediately by engaging in something as silly as this. And if you're worried about that legacy, how you're going to be remembered, it's going to be these moments. It's not going to be the moments of the success that she had with some of the fine-tuning of fair share. It's not going to be the successes that she's had in other respects. It's not going to be any of those things. It's going to be these moments that impacted the lives of those that are on the list and those that will be on the list between now and the time that she departs from the office. What a damn shame. It's a damn shame. One step forward, two steps back, and here we go. We have to fall on the premise that maybe, just maybe, if we're fortunate, we will succeed in spite of ourselves. But that's not a good, sound strategy. It's happened quite a bit for us. But if that's the best we have, we are in trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.